The recording is set. Morgan, do you want to take it away?
Sure. I just made a list of stuff in the agenda which you posted. We can go down the list and sort of discuss each of the items, and then that's basically it. So, and I'll take notes while we do that. I've got the wiki page open. So, I mean, the big events basically in the last month or so since we've sort of last had one of these would be the 0.3 release and what that enabled and sort of why we did that. And so the big sort of announce that we did was the TruffleCon event, basically to announce that, look, we implemented enough of the RPC APIs for Truffle to hook up to the Fab3 and run through a demo or an example scenario that Truffle had successfully. And this required work on sort of both sides of Fab3, as well as a little bit inside of the EVM in terms of basically everybody agreeing on what everything looked like, along with some slight tweaks to the permissions in terms of the contract invocations, just because that seems to be a more common scenario for smart contract development, in that you'll have something that spawns different variations of a smart contract. And you can pull all of that up in the actual release notes and change log to see what work was actually done to enable that. So, do you have any particular comments on that section to add?
No, I'll say that last part was very much motivated by feedback we got, limitations that people were running into. So I'd like to kind of hear from people as they use this feature now, what they think. Is it working for them? Does that do what they need it to do? And I guess similar thing to Truffle. Now is like a good time to kind of gather feedback. Is what we've implemented enough? Are there other APIs or other things in Truffle that are not available right now that you know people would like? So these are all things that we would love to hear about. Again, we hang out in the Fabric Chaincode EVM channel on Rocket Chat, so many ways to get in contact with us. Any questions?
All right. So the next section, I just wanted to basically go over what solicit ideas on what we should do next and write them down and, you know, whatever, rank them or whatever, if you want to call that, call it that. And some of the stuff that we've already started on, I know. The first thing that I want to mention is this outstanding work item that I'm still working my way through is basically just the eventing and the asynchronous, create a filter, periodically pull it to get the updates. Obviously, we've seen that needed in the past. I'm almost done with the first part of that, which would be the block filtering. But basically, this requires a sort of filter framework so that you can, have one kind of filter output or one kind of filter command, which has three different kinds of output, and the different filters come from three or four different API implementations as sort of input, but they all sort of have to go through this filter ID git filter lookup, along with, you know, new filter, uninstall filter. So that's progressing, and it seems to be needed by the community, so yay. Next bit, I believe, Sway, that you've started working on, and so basically separate the dependencies of the EVM chain code, FAB3 proxy, and third thing that is sort of less evident but also necessary, the integration tests. Motivations for this is listed in that list there, but that's basically the packaging of a chain code requires the main of whatever's being built to be at the base of the sort of the root directory, such that because the vendor of the EVM chain code is outside of the base directory of where it exists, I guess Fabric doesn't like that and has difficulty packaging it. And I believe that we've done most of the work. We've got to review it a couple more times, and it does seem to work, I think. I thought. Is that correct?
Yep.
Once the work's done?
It does work. It can be packaged. I believe I've tested against the Node SDK. I haven't tested against the Golang SDK yet. Yeah, you basically hit the motivation. I'll say some other context is also the SDK and the EVM, you know, some of them, they do share dependencies, like as in they are using some of the same repos. But what also happens is having them both together means like sometimes Fabric SDK dependencies influences depend the versions that we use for EVM CC. So there are other benefit of us trying to do this is just trying to separate out the restrictions that occur because of this grouped up vendor. Yeah, there is a branch on a fork right now on GitHub. We're looking to kind of, it is a very large patch that will come through. It will touch almost every file, unfortunately, but we are moving things around. I mean, code-wise, nothing should change. I think almost nothing changes except some import paths here and there, but it's almost ready to kind of be pushed up there.
Yay. That sounds positive. So, I mean, just general, the next one is just sort of a general, hey, look, there's new dependencies that are updated. Some of them are the tools. One of the things I thought was interesting was, not that, you know, we're going to do this, but Burrow's newest version has some kind of WASM support, and I haven't looked at it, but I'm curious to look into it to see exactly how that interacts with the existing flow and VM of what they have, or if it's sort of a totally separate new code path that has to be explicitly used.
No, it's not necessarily a new code path. I mean, I haven't done it end to end, but a quick look at it. Salus was working on this something called Solang. Basically, it takes WASM code and then it compiles it into Solidity code or something that the EVM can understand.
That sounds like the expansion and code size would be enormous.
Or I might have gotten the translation wrong.
No, I don't know.
for WASM contracts written in Solidity. Basically, he's still kind of using the EVM. He's not introducing another VM.
Okay. Well, then if there's no real VM backend difference, then there might not be any visible. I'm curious to see to know what that means, I guess, in terms of, I'll have to look at it. I just feel that I was browsing the, you know, release notes for the last couple of releases, or actually I read the TSC report, quarterly report thing about, you know, Burrow. And so that was in the release notes. I thought it was interesting, just sort of related to our other side project here, and wanted to write it down. And then obviously we don't want to change dependencies for the sake of changing dependencies, but you know, always got to write it down what I see. And this is probably a big sort of nothing burger of a list item, but you know, if there's any critical features we're missing, that would be good to.
Never mind. Wait, I think I flipped them. So it's a Solidity to WASM. So you can only use Solidity contracts, but you can compile it to WASM. And then I guess they must have introduced a new execution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, still, even so, that's an interesting, that piques my interest in terms of what did they implement? What if they picked a VM that exists, or if they wrote their own VM, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, something to look at and give us feedback on if this is an interesting thing, I guess.
Ooh, they used Life.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, we have a competitor, or we have a thing that already exists. Future work, please give us feedback to future work. In related news, I suppose, to the EVM in Hyperledger, besides Burrow, there's that project that's being proposed, which is, I guess, a Java EVM. So, anything else? Am I on mute?
No, I think that's all we have. I don't see too many participants on this call, but maybe, I guess we didn't do this at the very beginning, so Morgan and I can kind of introduce ourselves. Both of us work for IBM. We've been working on the Fabric Chaincode EVM. I've been doing it for almost 2 years. I think Morgan's been doing it for about a year now.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'll be 2 years at the end of the year, basically. Both of us work on this project. We're probably two out of the three more active maintainers on the project. We hang out in the Fabric Chaincode EVM channel. We also pay attention on, you know, Fabric mailing lists for any basically EVM Chaincode kind of questions. And then the Fabric Chaincode EVM, it's basically a pluggable EVM or like an EVM plugin for Fabric. And then we've also designed a proxy/client that you can use Ethereum-based tools to talk to the EVM in Fabric. Just to kind of give an overview of what the work it is that we're talking about and what we do. Any questions, any introductions, if people want to talk about what they're doing or why they came to this call, you know, it'd help us guide conversations in the future as well.
Yep, 100%.
Okay, well, in that case, I think we can end the meeting early and give people a little time back on their calendars. Thanks for joining, and we'll, I guess, talk again in a month.